Half of Native Americans living on Indian reservations say they or a family member feel they've been treated unfairly by the courts. That's according to a new poll by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. It's a lack of justice that Wind River Reservation residents say they live with every day. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, now the tribes are working together to solve that problem.
One morning, Northern Arapaho member Rose was sitting at the table with her 14-year-old daughter, Latoya.
I told her to move her hair because she had her hair like this.
Latoya hit her neck and cheek by pulling her hair in front.
Because I noticed something and she went like that and she had marks, hickeys, just completely covering her, almost even on her face.
That's when Latoya told her mother that she'd been forcibly kissed by a woman from another reservation who was 6 years older. Because they're afraid of retaliation, they asked we only use their middle names.
At that moment, I saw me and her. And there was just nothing I could do for her except let her know that it's not her fault. It's okay. I'll protect you.
Protect her, because when Rose herself was six, she too was molested by an older girl. Studies show that 1 in 3 Native American women are sexually assaulted in their life, but Rose wanted to stop that cycle of abuse. According to the NPR poll, 36% of Native Americans living on reservations say they avoid calling the police because of a fear of discrimination. So Rose called tribal police, but they referred her to the FBI, since her tribe isn't qualified to handle felonies. But after an investigation, federal prosecutor Carrie Jacobson declined to pursue Latoya's case. Like most assaults, the case rested solely on the victim's testimony.
The only allegations involve the subject touching the minor's lips, neck, and upper chest, and the knee, and those areas do not fall within the definition of sexual contact.
Jacobson says she recognizes that testifying against a perpetrator can be traumatic, and that's why she leaves cases like this open as long as possible, in case a victim wants to tell more later. She says the problem is it's much harder to get convictions later. Jacobson says these are the majority of her cases.
When a victim gets to a place where he or she feels safe enough and emotionally stable enough to divulge what happened, we have no scientific evidence left. Those are very challenging.
Jacobson did not interview the alleged perpetrator or any witnesses. In fact, a recent Government Accountability Office report shows that federal courts declined to prosecute 67% of reservation sexual assault cases. And since Latoya's case was dropped, the tribal police have taken over. But unlike the feds, they moved forward, issuing a warrant for the subject's arrest. The problem is, the tribal court can only issue misdemeanors, less than a year in jail. Leslie Shakespeare is a councilman for the Eastern Shoshone, the other tribe on Wind River. He wants to use the recently passed federal legislation called the Tribal Law and Order Act to do more. That law grants tribes the power to give sentences up to 9 years and do it faster.
The wait is what really disenfranchises people. So when they see that process happening quicker, which doesn't always happen on the federal side, they feel like, you know, justice is actually working.
The two tribes have an ancient history of conflict, but Shakespeare says the new law is motivating them to work together to create a stronger, unified court.
It cuts down on the repeat offenders. It cuts down on that cyclical nature of some of the crimes that are prevalent in some of the reservations. And the other part of it is the community also feels their voice is being heard.
Since the act was implemented, the Department of Justice has even reported that the rates of prosecutions are on a slight uptick. Navajo tribal member and Wyoming State Senator Affie Ellis worked to write a report for the act called A Roadmap for Making Native America Safer.
You know, we've experimented a lot with having a strong federal presence. We've experimented in some states with having an exclusive state presence. But we really haven't experimented or tried letting tribes work this out themselves.
Ellis says even though the act allows for longer sentences, there's still one issue to work out.
It costs money to keep your inmates in prison. And so that's, I know, another question that needs to be addressed before tribes can start going down this path is what are we going to do with these people if we put them through our justice system and find them to be guilty?
8 other reservations have already been figuring those problems out as they adopt tribal law and order courts. Rose is hoping Wind River will be the 9th. so her daughter Latoya's alleged assailant will finally face real justice.
That's the whole thing. She's somewhere, and she's probably somewhere doing this to another 14-year-old.
The new court is scheduled to be up and running by early next year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.